Okay, y'all. So, I got this friend group. I feel like talking about this. I don't know why, but I just feel like I need to talk about this. So, y'all, I got this friend group where we be on FaceTime. Like, we got this FaceTime group chat. And, like, we be on it majority of the time. I'm going to say sometimes we have our good days. Sometimes we have our bad days. But I feel like it'd be a whole lot of shady shit going around, like, bitches really don't like me. Because I'm always in their mouth. And from what I learned, like, if you really do not like somebody, you would not talk about them. Because when I don't like somebody, I don't talk shit about them, but I wouldn't even say their name out my mouth. But it's just crazy how, like, bitch, every time I look around, bitch is just in a group chat talking about me. They're in the group chat talking about me. But I get why, though, because when they talk about themselves, don't nobody be listening. So, they got to talk about me. That's when everybody start listening, when they talking about me. But honestly, I really don't care, like, if bitches talk about me. Like, I don't care if people talk about me. That, like, no. I wasn't put on this earth to care what the next nigga do, what the next female do, which I was put on this earth to do what I got to do. But it's just like, don't sit up here and call me your friend and say you cool just to talk about me later. Like, that's just fake. That's like, honestly, that's like really fake to me when you sit up here and be like, oh, I'm cool, I'm your friend, and then going around and talking about my back. Like, I feel like that's what's wrong with the gay community now. It's like, it's always a competition. Like, it has to be a competition with you guys. Like, y'all gotta understand, there's plenty of people out here in the world who do not like us gays, who rather for us to be dead than alive. So the more and more y'all hate on each other, y'all just doing somebody else's job getting rid of y'all. The more and more, it not necessarily if you kill someone, like, your words, like, you're hating on each other and we're all gay. Like, we should be building each other up. Like, I wouldn't say I'm a part of the gay community, because, like, I wouldn't put myself in the gay community, but I'm gay. I just like what I like. I'm gay, but some of you gays, like, I feel like y'all be out of control. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all be out of control. Like, y'all gotta learn how to be yourself. Stop trying to be like other people. And that's another thing in a group chat. So, like, that's the thing. Like, they call it the reading thing. Like, where we get in an argument and you gotta read the next person. Like, honestly, me, I'm not a confrontational person. Like, I'm not finna just go nitpick with somebody just to nitpick with them. I'm not that type of person. I'm not gonna do that. I'm the type of nigga that, like, if you nitpick with me and if you get me up to that level, then, yeah, I'm going to give you what you're looking for. I'm going to give you my attention, because obviously you need it, because nobody else is giving you attention and you need my attention. So I'm going to give it to you. But the thing here about it is, in this group chat, oh, like, they, if you, okay, so let's say altercation happened between me and another, somebody else in the group chat. I'm not going to do no name calling, but me and this particular person got into it. And so, me not saying nothing, and then every time they start to nitpick with me, I leave the call. So they're trying to make it seem like I'm scary. But I'm gonna tell you something. If you get into an argument with a person, and if you decide to walk away from the argument, I'm just letting you know, you are the bigger person in that situation. Because my grandma always told me, a wise person would leave an argument, any situation. A fool would stay in the situation. So they like to argue in these FaceTime group chat, go back and forth. First of all, ain't none of y'all in the same state. So, like, it's like, why are y'all just arguing? Like, y'all arguing for no reason. Then when I leave the call, they make it seem like, oh, I'm scary. I'm not scary. I'm just not finna give y'all the attention y'all want from me. I'm not, no. I leave the call because that's me being a bigger person. And I'm not finna sit up here and argue with y'all back and forth. Like, don't nobody... Like, I feel like that's the thing with most gays. Like, most gays, most gays, they like drama. Like, I feel like that's what they like. I'm sorry, y'all, I took a big ass pause. I'm trying to hear what's in the background. But yeah, I feel like that's what's wrong with the gays now, is that they're in a lot of drama and they like drama. Like, it's like they feed on it. And I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Like, if y'all sit up here and like arguing, like, I feel so sorry for y'all, because honestly, I was telling somebody the other day that got into an argument with somebody. I'm like, little do you know that you're giving that person power over you. Like, you just sitting up here arguing with them. Like, you gotta let them know, like, sticks and stones may, like, this old shit they used to tell us in elementary. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words cannot hurt me. Y'all gotta really stand on business with that quote personally. Y'all gotta really, really understand that quote and what it means. Like, those are some powerful words. Because it's like with bullying. If you're getting bullied in school and that bully picks on you every day, eventually he's going to get tired of bullying you because he's not getting the same reaction he was getting before. And every time he bullies you, you said something. So it's like, if somebody keeps talking to you, talking about you, just laugh. Like I do. Like, when people just talk about me, I laugh. Then another thing, it's always, you got to prove a point with them. Honestly, I feel like me, I'm big on, I don't have to prove a point to nobody. Like, I feel like that's just with me. Like, I don't have to prove a point to anybody. If you weren't there, if you didn't witness it, then I don't know what to tell you. And another thing, like, that I hate, like, not necessarily hate, but dislike about the gays, like I said before, it's like competition. Like, you think you better. Let me let y'all know a little something. Like, nobody on this earth is better than nobody but God himself. God is the only perfect man, spirit, that ever walked this earth. There is, well, I don't necessarily say that, but there is a man who walked perfect. Well, nonetheless, nobody on this earth is perfect. Like, nobody is on this earth is perfect. We're all human beings. We all sin. We all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. So for y'all to sit up here and think, I got 3 minutes left, so I'm trying to hurry up. But if y'all to sit up here and think like y'all are perfect, y'all are better than the next person, like, you got real serious issues. Like, I wouldn't say serious, like, you got mental issues to sit up here and think like you're greater than the next person, like you're Mr. Perfect. Like, that's not it at all, because we all make mistakes. And another thing, y'all gotta understand, like, honestly, y'all, I'm sorry. I'm just like, I got like a bunch of mixed emotions right now that I'm feeling. But it's just like, we're all a gay community, and I feel like we should all be supporting each other. And another thing, like, if you don't like what somebody is doing, like, let's say if, like, basically there's a lot of TikTok famous gays, like, they're not, I wouldn't say famous, but I would say, like what you're doing on TikTok, and a lot of people know y'all, and if you don't like what that person is doing, why try to bring them down instead of support? Like, y'all gotta understand, like, y'all need to start supporting one another, because us as black men, like, I know a lot of you say, like, you're gay, but at the end of the day, like, you're a nigga. So, like, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, y'all, I had to cut off. My background was loud as fuck. But, like I was saying, like, y'all should be supporting one another. Like, it's not that hard to support somebody. Like, it doesn't matter how big, how small of what they're doing, you still gotta support them. And honestly, y'all need to learn how to pick y'all friends more wisely. And I'm gonna leave it at that. But y'all, I think I'm gonna start doing like more videos like this, like every day. Necessarily not about just this, like about everyday things I see going on in life. But yeah, so I guess y'all can tune in for my next video tomorrow, probably morning or afternoon. I don't know yet, but still, tune in.